live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have confirmed that there has been a reported sighting of missing 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. The family of Dennis Donaldson say they are deeply dismayed at the decision by the Coroner's Court in Donegal to further adjourn the inquest until March 2019. Minister Simon Harris has once again been urged to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Meanwhile, concern has also been raised again over ambulance waiting times in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí have confirmed that there has been a reported sighting of missing 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. Gardaí say Miss O'Loughlin was seen at around 1:30 on Sunday afternoon last in the vicinity of Bridgetown in Lahey, walking in the direction of the N15 Donegal Town to Ballyshannon Road. She is described as 5'5" in height, of a slim build with brown auburn coloured hair, and was last seen wearing a red top, grey tracksuit bottoms and distinctive pink footwear. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon on 071 98 58 530. The family of Dennis Donaldson say they are deeply dismayed at the decision by the Coroner's Court in Donegal to further adjourn the inquest until March 2019 into the circumstances surrounding his death. 55-year-old Mr. Donaldson was shot dead at a remote cottage on the outskirts of Glendies in April 2006. He had been living there since being exposed as an MI5 agent the previous year. Greg Hughes reports.
Speaking through their solicitors, the Donaldson family say they are deeply dismayed by the Irish state's continued interference with their right to an Article 2 compliant inquest. Over the last 12 and a half years, the inquest has been adjourned on 22 consecutive occasions. The family says that while not treated as a legacy case, the time wasting and obstruction by criminal justice agencies north and south is making it a legacy case. They say at the heart of the case is a criminal conspiracy involving state agents in the exposure of Dennis Donaldson as an informer for the RUC, PSNI and MI5, leading to his murder in April 2006. They add, in the cover-up which has followed, Gardaí have invoked state security to prevent the return of the journal in which Dennis was writing days before his murder. In July 2017, the Police Ombudsman in the North confirmed the investigative value of Dennis's journal to its investigation and gave an explicit undertaking to the Donaldson family to initiate proceedings to recover the journal. To the present day, however, Dennis's journal remains in the control of Gardaí. The family say that with his background in Northern policing, the new Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, is very familiar with the case of Dennis Donaldson. They want Commissioner Harris to spare the Donaldson family further distress by directing that Dennis's journal be returned to the family. The family are calling upon him publicly to make that pledge.
There have been further calls on Minister Simon Harris to reopen the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, speaking in the Dáil earlier today, spoke of how it's scandalous that there is a ward lying empty at the hospital due to the government's failure to provide the necessary funding, while today there are 27 people waiting on a bed there. It comes as figures from the NTPF released earlier revealed that the number on the outpatient waiting list at Letterkenny University Hospital is almost 20% higher than this time 2 years ago. Deputy Doherty today called on the Health Minister to provide the funding to alleviate the overcrowding crisis at the hospital.
Thank you, Minister. I want to raise the issue of overcrowding. We know that last month 8,000 sick people and injured people were left without a bed, an increase on the previous year. We know scandalously that 30 of those were children. In my own hospital in Letterkenny, University Hospital, it's at the top of the list in terms of the number of patients in trolleys and in wards time and time again. This morning as we speak, there are 27 people on trolleys in that hospital. And every day last year, on average, there were 19 people in trolleys in that hospital. Now, Minister, what's scandalous is that there is a ward with 19 beds lying empty because the government won't provide the necessary resources that the hospital management asked for 1.5 years ago, and instead we have patients lying in trolleys as a result of that. Now, we have launched a campaign, myself and Senator Padraig McLaughlin. There's been a huge response with thousands of people signing a petition demanding that action is taken, that we give dignity to ill people instead of being lying on trolley that we open the ward that has the 19 beds and are treated properly.
Please.
So can I ask the Minister, will you finally, because I've raised this time and time again, will you make the necessary resources available to open the ward that is there, that has been lying empty for year after year, and take patients off the corridors and have them treated
time
in the ward?
Meanwhile, concern has again been raised over ambulance waiting times in Letterkenny. It's claimed an elderly man living close to Letterkenny University Hospital had to wait over an hour for an ambulance after a fall yesterday evening. His neighbour Siobhan came to his assistance, raised the alarm and waited with him until the paramedics arrived. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, she described how she had to call for emergency services a number of times.
We thought, you know, it would be a matter of 10 minutes before the, or even 5 minutes before the ambulance would get there, because we're less than 3 kilometres from the hospital, you know. And I was shocked, and he was getting paler and paler as, you know, as the hour went on. And I phoned back the ambulance service. Now, they were very nice and they were very, you know, helpful, but unfortunately it's not their fault that there's not enough ambulance to cover a county that size. It's absolutely disgraceful. If this was a heart attack, my neighbour would be dead. If that was a life and death situation, if that was a child knocked over or anything at all, like the length of time for an emergency response, even like somebody from NowDoc could have come up and checked him, or some, do you know what I mean? Anybody at all, just to make sure that, you know, he wasn't. But I got a very bad fright, and I got a very bad knock. And look, the paramedics were brilliant. I couldn't fault them in any way at all. As I said, it's not any of our staff, our medical staff's fault at all. It's the lack of services and the lack of money and funding that we are getting up here in Donegal. It's an absolute disgrace.
And a senior INMO official in Donegal says there is a major problem recruiting nurses at the moment, and that will not be resolved until the government addresses the issue of pay and conditions. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Maura Hickey said the process of securing approval for extra nurses from the Department of Health is excessively bureaucratic and cumbersome, and when approval is eventually secured, hiring nurses can be difficult. She says an extra €3,000 for nurses recruited since pay for new entrants was restricted in 2011 would be nowhere near enough.
To put it in context, we had a special delegate conference in Dublin yesterday where we had delegates who were mandated by their branches from Donegal right down to the south of the country, Kerry. They came from all quarters to make their feelings known to us as to how they feel about what has been recommended in out of the Pay Commission. And if you take this morning, we have Letterkenny. There are 7 patients in ED overnighting. There are 7 patients lying on trolleys in corridors. And there's 11 escalation beds open. And there's 2 patients in treatment rooms. Right? Now, that is an ongoing situation in Letterkenny, and we're not in winter. There are no additional staff being put in there, nursing staff. And then you ask the question, are there nurses out there? And they're scarce on the ground because there is a global shortage. You have nurses who undertake a 4-year degree program who come out on a starting salary scale of almost 7,000 less than their allied professional counterparts. And a new graduate has to work for 5 years where she will get beyond the pay of a HCA who works under her delegation or his delegation and supervision.
A 23-year-old who was late for a flight at Dublin Airport this morning has been charged with damaging a door at the boarding gate. Patrick Keogh is accused of breaching security and running out of the terminal to try and flag down the plane. Kim Buckley reports.
23-year-old Patrick Keogh appeared before Dublin District Court this morning, charged with criminal damage to a magnetic door at gate 106 in Dublin Airport this morning. He was arrested at the scene after breaching security and attempting to run onto the tarmac to flag down the plane he missed to Amsterdam. Mr. Keogh, with an address at Rahinaska in Oulart Góry, County Wexford, was assigned free legal aid after the court heard he wasn't working. He was remanded on bail to appear again on November 8th. The accused left the court this morning with a young woman, both carrying their suitcases, before dropping his trousers in front of the photographers waiting outside.
Donegal County Council has passed a motion calling on the local authority authority to recognise the long-standing contribution made to public life by the late councillor Sean McInniff. The council is to consider some sort of recognition for the late councillor, with the naming of a place, road or street in his honour already being suggested. It's to be further explored by the Donegal Municipal District. Councillor Kieran Brogan, who put forward the motion, says it's important that it comes to fruition.
Yeah, I'm delighted, first of all, that the motion has received the support of the elected members here today. Sean McInniff, first of all, was a great friend, but a political colleague and a Fianna Fáil councillor with us here. He gave almost 60 years of his life to public service. He made a huge contribution, in many different areas, let it be the Bundone bypass, the water world, and I suppose tourism was something that was very close to his heart. And he was a leader in tourism back at a time when maybe we didn't know much about it ourselves. So he made a massive contribution, and I've always believed that people who make that sort of a contribution to public life should be remembered by the council. So I'm delighted that the members supported that motion here today.
And it's going to be referred back to the Donegal Municipal District now. Hopefully something will come of it.
I have no doubt that there will. I suppose his fingerprints is many successful projects in that area, particularly the Bundoran and South Donegal area. So I think it's only appropriate that the members of that area and the executive will finally make the decision. I'm sure in consultation with some of the family members as well as to what exactly would be most fitting. But I think today, I suppose, we've taken the first steps, and I'm delighted that that has happened.
All government funding to Scouting Ireland has been suspended until the Board of Directors resigns. Minister Catherine Sapone made the decision after the board voted to reinstate Chief Scout Christy McCann as the chair of an upcoming emergency meeting. Mr McCann is one of those under investigation in relation to the organisation's handling of a rape allegation. Minister Sapone says the Board of Scouting Ireland needs to step aside.
I have decided today that funding of Scouting Ireland will be suspended for as long as the current board of directors remains in place. I was very concerned to learn of recent events, particularly the vote taken at the board meeting on Saturday, the 22nd of September, to reinstate Chief Scout Christy McCann.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 40 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with golf, and the Ryder Cup gets underway tomorrow morning with the four balls at Le Golf National in Paris. The two team captains, Thomas Bjorn of Europe and Jim Furyk of the USA, have just finished the opening ceremony, and they've named their first pairings for tomorrow morning. First out at 7:10 for Europe is Justin Rose and John Rahm. They're up against Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau. 4:25, Rory McIlroy's in action. He's paired, but surprisingly, with Thorbjørn Olesen. They're up against Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. At 7:40, Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton, they're up against Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. And at 7:55, Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood, they're up against Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods. Of course, Woods just last week winning on the PGA Tour for the first time in 5 years. So a very exciting day for golfers starting tomorrow morning. 7:10 is the first tee off time. That means for Europe, Sergio Garcia, Alex Noren, Henrik Stenson and Ian Poulter, and for America, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson, they all sit out the first morning's games. They might be in for the foursomes, which take place in the afternoon. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Donegal Gaelic football star Yvonne Boner has joined the Giants AFL side in Sydney, Australia on a rookie contract for the 2019 season. The Glenfinn woman will follow in the footsteps of Cora Staunton by becoming the second Irish woman to sign for the Giants. Boner told the club website, for this actually to come true, it's like a dream. She missed last weekend's Donegal senior final as Glenfinn secured back-to-back titles. This weekend, Glenfinn, they play Lurgan in the Ulster Championship. She was also among the list of nominations released this week for the 2018 Ladies All-Stars. Giants head coach Alan McConnell identified Boner at the recent cross-quarters trial in Melbourne, which saw Boner and 17 other athletes from six countries take part in a camp to test their abilities in a bid to be drafted or rookie listed. On the pitch tonight in the Derry Championship, Senior Football Championship, there's one quarter final down for decision. 8 o'clock, so throw-in time in Owen Beg. The Loop, they play Lavey. On to soccer in Republic of Ireland. Women's under 19 head coach Dave Connell has named a 20 player squad ahead of the UEFA European Championships qualifying round. Cian Swift's Amy Boyle Kiar, who made both her senior international debut during the World Cup campaign, is included. And Ireland, they play Lithuania on the 2nd of October, then the Faroe Islands on the 5th, and Ukraine on the 8th of next month. Elsewhere, Germany have been confirmed to host the European Championships in 2024. It's the first time the finals will be held there since 1988. Germany beat competition from Turkey to stage the 17th edition of the tournament. And video assistant referee, or VAR, technology will be used in the Champions League from next season. UEFA has announced it will be employed for the playoff rounds onwards. The system was in use during the World Cup, and it's also been tested during domestic competitions in England. In other news, Cristiano Ronaldo will be able to play at Old Trafford in the Champions League group stage next month. The Juventus forward has only received a one-match ban following his sending off away to Valencia last week. The ban will see Ronaldo miss Juventus's meeting with Young Boys next week, but not their trip to Manchester United. And Tottenham, they'll have to return to Stadium MK if they're drawn at home in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup. Spurs beat Watford in penalties in Milton Keynes last night, with the renovated White Hart Lane still not ready and Wembley unavailable. The FA have told the club that Wembley isn't available on the date of the fourth round, which is November the 1st, as it's already staging three games in 9 days during that period. The fourth round draw will be made this Saturday. And the potential sale of Wembley Stadium appears to have moved a step forward. The FA says its board has agreed to move the possible deal to the FA Council to get its input. Fulham owner Shahid Khan wants to buy the venue, and his offer could see £600 million pumped into football community facilities. Up in Scotland, Aberdeen, they're looking to set to breathe new life into the career of Stephen Ireland. The former Republic of Ireland midfielder has been without a club following his release by Stoke City in the summer. Dons manager Derek McInnes has reportedly spoken with the 32-year-old's representatives as they aim to strike a deal before the end of the month. Finally, for this evening in rugby, French officials will take charge of each of the Champions Cup matches involving Irish sides in next month's opening round of fixtures. Romain Pott, he'll be the man in the middle for Leinster's meeting with Wasps. The meeting of Exeter and Munster will be overseen by Jerome Garcias, while Pascal Guérez, he'll look after the visit of Leicester to Ulster's Kingspan Stadium. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highlight will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Romanian man arrested in Donegal earlier this month, accused of raping a woman in Scotland in 2017, has been denied bail. Raul Covaci Novak was arrested on foot of a European arrest warrant issued by the Scottish authorities. He and another man are accused of raping a young woman who was allegedly lured into a car, thinking it was a taxi, on the 1st of January last year. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Following the alleged incident in 2017, Novak appeared before Kirkcaldy Court in Scotland and was granted bail. However, it's claimed he failed to present at court for his trial and fled to Romania. It's claimed he subsequently moved to Ireland and was living in Letterkenny with a relative for about a year before his arrest by Gardaí earlier this month. His application for bail yesterday was refused by Justice Brona O'Hanlon. The state represented by Ronan Kennedy, BL, had opposed the bail application on grounds that Novak represented a flight risk and due to the serious nature of the crimes he is accused of. Novak's counsel stated that Gardaí are in possession of his national identity card and he has no passport. Counsel also said he had family members living in Donegal. Mr. Novak has been remanded in custody to appear before the High Court extradition list next month.
The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that chronic Lyme disease is a controversial diagnosis. Leo Varadkar was responding to a question put forward by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, who called for clarity on protocol for diagnosing Lyme disease. The call was reiterated by Deputy Pierce Doherty, who, speaking at a Lyme disease rally outside Leinster House yesterday, said for some time there has been a marked increase in the number of reported cases of the disease, with evidence suggesting the problem appears to be particularly acute in certain counties, including Donegal. Speaking in the Dáil, Deputy McConlogue told the Taoiseach a better service should be provided for people with Lyme disease.
I'd just like to draw your attention to the demonstration today outside the Dáil where a number of Lyme sufferers have come along, not for the first time to the Dáil, to raise awareness in relation to the disease and also to the level of care and assessment and investigation available within the country for that particular illness. Many have had to go to Germany to receive diagnosis. As you will be aware, there's a cross-party Oireachtas committee set up to try and move this issue forward. And can I ask you today for an update in relation to the government's considerations in this matter and also an update in relation to the government's plans to try and ensure that there's a better service for Lyme sufferers in the country?
And I'll have to ask the Minister for Health to provide the deputies with a response, but I would say that chronic Lyme disease as opposed to acute Lyme disease is a controversial diagnosis. There are disputes among medical professionals as to whether suggested treatments such as long-term antibiotics are actually appropriate treatments, and there are often issues around the accreditations of labs overseas.
The Garda Commissioner says if there's one thing better than locking criminals up, it's taking their ill-gotten gains. He was speaking about last weekend's seizure of €2 million in cash, believed to be connected to organised crime. Trí Harris is meeting with the policing authority today for the first time since taking up the post. He also took the opportunity to praise the Gardaí responsible for securing a conviction against Freddie Thompson for the murder of David Douglas in 2016.
I'd point to the conviction of Freddie Thompson, and that was a world-class investigation that was conducted here in Dublin, and I've met the investigation team myself and complimented on them on their commitment and professionalism in bringing sufficient evidence to bear to secure that conviction.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland is being urged to prioritise safety works at Tully Wrap on the N14 Letterkenny to Lifford Road. The stretch has been identified as an area of major safety concern by Donegal County Council, with Councillor Jerry Crawford saying Storm Alley last week again demonstrated the danger in the area when the road was blocked for a time by fallen trees. Over the summer, the TII carried out substantial monitoring on the Tully Wrap stretch after indicating it would be carrying out safety works. Councillor Jerry Crawford says that process should be fast-tracked.
Just taking, for example, the Storm Alley of a couple of weeks ago when that road was closed again by one or more fallen trees. It isn't just a matter of access or commerce, it's also a matter of health and safety to all of us who are stakeholders who use that road.
Over the course of the summer, anyone that travelled that road will have noticed the fact that there were several sets of tracking wires to monitor speed and traffic density, etc., on that road over the course of about 2 kilometres. So it's clear the preparatory work is being done, it's clear that the data has been gathered. You want to see that now transferred into action and a response.
For a long number of years, there have been quite a number of very serious accidents on that road. And indeed, there have been quite a number of occasions when accidents that occurred could have been a lot worse. And indeed, in the last storm that I have referred to, I have been told that at least one motorist had just passed the scene when one of those huge trees fell.
Are you hoping for an early update from the TII with regards to where their plans are and what their future strategy is in terms of investment and in terms of actually putting practical plans on the table?
About 6 weeks ago, I spoke to a member of the TII team there. And again, advocated for that roadworks to be carried out. Next week, we'll be holding a municipal district meeting, and I'm positive that that is one of the items which will be on the agenda for that occasion, and I have no doubt it will be supported by all the members present.
And for weather now, dry and cool in most areas this evening with a few bright or sunny spells. Dry tonight and turning cold in light north to northwest breezes with lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí have confirmed that there has been a reported sighting of missing 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. Gardaí say Miss O'Loughlin was seen at around 1:30 on Sunday afternoon last in the vicinity of Bridgetown in Lahey, walking in the direction of the N15 Donegal Town to Ballyshannon Road. The family of Dennis Donaldson say they are deeply dismayed at the decision by the Coroner's Court in Donegal to further adjourn the inquest until March 2019 into the circumstances surrounding his death. 55-year-old Mr. Donaldson was shot dead at a remote cottage on the outskirts of Glendies in April 2006. There have been further calls on Minister Harris to reopen the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, speaking in the Dáil earlier today, spoke of how it's scandalous that there is a ward lying empty at the hospital due to the government's failure to provide the necessary funding, while today there are 27 people waiting on a bed there. And concern has again been raised over ambulance waiting times in Letterkenny. It's claimed an elderly man living close to Letterkenny University Hospital had to wait over an hour for an ambulance after a fall yesterday evening. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The Ipswich notices for this Thursday evening, the 27th of September. The death has taken place of Monica Gallen, née McBride, formerly Doherty, 5 Albert Terrace, Main Street, Lifford, and formerly of Castle Finn. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of John Devine, Sprackburn Drive, Letterkenny, formerly of Ballyholy, Clody, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his son-in-law and daughter Brian and Maureen Carlin's residence at Ran, Letterkenny. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery.